The Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph teaches from the beginning, about maybe a third up, the Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Chayav Adam Nikro Sesa Megillah Balayla V'Lishno Sabayom. What's the first comment you should recognize right off the bat? Lishnosa. You have to read the Megillah Balayla V'Lishno Sabayom. Who's the first one who picks up on that observation? Who's the first people who you see or challenged or dealing with that problem?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
the Talmid. We'll see a little bit. They're mistaken in Havamina of what to do. Shenemar Elokai Ekra Yomam Velotane Velayla Lo Dum Yale. And here it comes. That's the pasuk. Here comes the Havamina of the Talmid and the mistake the Talmid made. Savar Mina Lemikre Velayla Lemidne Matnis and Didei Biyamam. They thought perhaps what the Rebbe was instructing them to do is read the Megillah Balayla and learn the Mishnayos by day. Amr Lahu Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah corrected them. Lididi Mifrashin Alev Minei de Rav Chiyah Bar Ava, I'll explain to you based on Rav Chiyah Bar Ava, ki go to Amr Inche Avor Parshat Ado Va'atnen. Person says, I'll go through the Parsha and then I'll really learn it. Like the second time around, I'll have a lot more depth. You know, you read it once and the second time you really understand the insights that you pick up. Any comments to make on the Gemara so far? Yeah?
How do we hold?
No, we held like the Maskana. We read the Megillah Balayla and Bayom.
Or why would you think otherwise?
Yeah, what's the Havamina? What is the Svar for the Havamina? What were the Talmidim thinking? If it was just a careless mistake, it would not have gotten recorded in the Gemara. And therefore, one may wonder, what is going on in the minds of the Talmidim? They thought you read the Megillah about Laila and something else by Yom. Like, what's the Svara for such a happy? We'll get back to that, hopefully he's done. Itmar Nami was also stated, Amr Rabbi Chelbor, Amr Ula, B'yira, at the name of a place. Chayiv Adam Likor, says Megillah about Laila, V'lishnos, by Yom, Shnemer, Lamani, Namecha, Chavod, V'lo Yidon, Hashem, L'kai, L'yolam, Odeka. Any observations you'd want to make so far? Anything else worthwhile making? Yeah?
Why do you need a second pasuk?
Why do you need a second pasuk? The truth is it a second pasuk? It's probably a machlokes which pasuk to learn from, in which case the question is not why do you need a second pasuk, but yeah, the way I'd like to phrase the question, the phrase would be what's behind this machlokes? What's the svar for the Amorayim of Yeshua ben Levi who held the first pasuk? What's the svara for the Amorayim Rabbi Chelbo in the name of Ula that you acquired the second pasuk? What is the conceptual difference between the first pasuk and the second pasuk insofar as one would prefer the first versus the second? Any other observations? Yeah?
Once we've established that we're not doing Shnayas, why wouldn't we change the language according?
Excellent question. Maybe we do. At least from the ratio, maybe we do. Maybe that's the safer. In other words, but Foreman's point is excellent. In other words, when Rabbi Shimon Levi then said, Chayvan Likrof as the Megillah V'lishnosa the second time, then we correct it. Do we correct the language? And in other words, if someone was summarizing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement properly, Lemaskana, would he say Chayv Likros twice? Or would he say Chayv Likros V'lishnos? Not so clear from the first way to read the Gemara. From the second way, it is very clear. We keep the lishnosa. But excellent point as well. One more point, yeah?
Why the second from Pei?
Right. It's interesting. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's no other halacha about the Megillah from the entire Masechta that is learned from any other part of Tanakh except the Megillah Esther. Meaning, if you want to know how you're supposed to read, how much of the Megillah to read, all the different halachas about the Megillah are all learned out from Sukkim that come from the Megillah itself. What's shocking is that the Chiyuv to read the Megillah, at least Balayla, doesn't come from the Megillah. If there's one pasuk I thought that would come from the Megillah, it'd be Dafka, that one. And the last observation that's worthwhile to make would be, the Havamina seems to exist only according to the first way of reading. Apparently, only Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Talmidim got confused. Now that may just have been a technicality. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Talmidim were more creative or less intelligent, I don't know what, than let's say Ula's Talmidim, or more likely Maybe the pasuk that Rav Yeshua ben Levi suggests has a different idea going on behind it than Ula, in which case the Havamina may be predicated on that idea. Or in other words, in order to understand why the Havamina exists only according to Rav Yeshua ben Levi, you have to understand the difference between Rav Yeshua ben Levi and Ula, and that we'll discuss when we get to what's behind that machlokes. And Mir Hashem, we'll deal with all these questions as we go along. Any other issues you think are worthwhile to raise? So again, what's the lashon of lishnosa? Is it accepted with maskana or not? The Xeris HaKasim is not from Megillas Esther. What's the svar for the Havamina? What's the difference between the first day of versus the second day? And why is there a second pasuk? And why is there no Havamina in the second half? Okay. What issue do you think is worthwhile to deal with first? If you, you made a whole list of issues like this, which one do you think would you tackle first?
The Havamina.
I would start with the Havamina as well. Why?
That's the basis of everything else.
I think it's the one that's going to be the most promising. Once you figure out what they thought in the Havamina, we'll already start developing ideas as to what's Kriya Balayla about, Kriya Bayom, etc., etc. New Rav Osai, what's the svar? Now, the truth is the Havamina has two parts to it. One part is going to be, of that one part of the Havamina is going to be, how could they have said only read the Megillah Balayla and not Bayom? It seems to contradict all the Mishnayos in the Sefer Megillah. Okay, there are all sorts of terutzim to that. Perhaps you have a choice during the day. Perhaps if you read Balayla, you can do something else during the day. Perhaps you're going to do both during the day. Anyone's interested to take a look at Torah Yevin, the Tosfos Rush. There are people who deal with this kasha. I don't want to spend much time talking about it, even though it's a fantastic kasha to deal with. It ends up with technical answers. That's not true. I think the more, the way to strike at the heart of the sugi is going to be, what's the svar for the Havamina? So let me start with that. New Rav Osai, what's the svar for the Havamina? What assumptions is this Havamina predicated upon? What's the idea behind the Havamina? What's going on with this Havamina? The mistaken suggestion of the Talmidim that you read Megillah Balayla and Bayom, you learn the Mishnahs, yeah?
Why? Because the fact that there's different languages for night and day.
Well, the question is not, does the language trigger that Havamina? I think that's clear. The question is there any logic to it? Did the Talmidim just make a silly mistake? Or did they actually have a good svara going on, just happened to be the correct one? That's why I'm using the word Havamina opposed to mistake. What do you got, Harrison?
Since
you're
retiring, you're just a regular night.
So I think that's correct. I'm going to formulate it a little bit differently. But the Chorah, the goal at night and the goal by day are what?
Different.
Are different. And not only are they different, but therefore what? There are different actions. Different actions are needed in order to be Mekayim. In other words, A, the goal of night, the religious goal of night is different than the religious goal by day, and B, therefore, you're doing a different action. The fact that you're doing action X at night and action Y by day reflects the fact that there are different goals and the actions are different. And therefore, now the probably more important question becomes, well, what is the maskan? And any time an assumption is predicated on two, any time the Havamina, pardon me, is based upon, predicated upon two assumptions, you can disagree with either one of those to get to the maskana. The Havamina is that the goal of Laila and Yom is different. Kimash Malon, maybe the first assumption is wrong. And therefore what? The really, it's the same thing twice. Both at night and by day, you're doing the same thing. Or maybe in Havinami. Really, there are goals that are different. However, what?
The pe'ulas are the same.
Somehow, still, one pe'ula of Kriyas HaMegillah somehow what? Accomplishes both. In other words, how similar or different are the Kriya Balayla, the Kriya Balayom, Lemaskan? And that may kind of link up to Foreman's question, what would be the appropriate language? Did Rabbi Shur Ben Levi say, wow, I should have used a different language? Or does he actually like his language because they're fundamentally different? Maybe you can say it differently. Even if you maintain the Lishnosa language, does it reflect the fundamental difference, or is it just, you know, you can learn the Parsha once and know it a little bit better the second time, but ultimately it's the same thing. How different or similar is the Kriya Balayla or Kriya Bayom? Now, if this is the case, we're going to have to really ask two questions. Number one,
well, we're going to have to forget who holds any of these suggestions.
Does anyone hold to this? Is there any sheet of that you can, like, you know, pin this to? You can bring a raya from Mishonim one way or the other. We'll get there. We'll also like to talk about nafkaminas, which will probably be linked to the first. How many nafkaminas? If it's the same thing or not. But my nafkamina, who cares? And that's all like one category of questions. Which Mishonim, Lamai Nafkamina, you know, if it's the same or if it's different, and then we're going to have to talk about a second conversation, which is, if it is different, then what? But what's the difference? It's the exact same pa'ula. What are you accomplishing differently by day than you were at night if I do the exact same act? Intuitively, if it's the same act, it's probably the same thing. Yet perhaps not. We'll have to figure out why not. Where might there be a Nafkamina? What might the nafkamina be as to whether or not the Kriya Bayom and Balayla are one and the same or different?
If you ask, and those written to read only one. They're either by day or through.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the other one, but the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan has two nafkaminas. The Aruch HaShulchan's nafkamina, for starters, I'm going to get to Aviv's nafkamina momentarily. Let's start with the other nafkamina first. What's the other nafkamina of the Aruch HaShulchan besides the one that Aviv just mentioned? We'll get to that one later on.
Shechiyah.
The first thing he says is Shechiyah. What's the halacha? Should you make a new Shechiyah bayom or not? What would you say intuitively?
That's on the door.
If it's the same thing twice, then no, you don't make a new Shechiyah when you're just repeating the mitzvah. When you do Neros Hanukkah, night 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you don't make a new Shechiyah. When you put your tefillin on the second time, you don't. None of these things. Therefore, l'chora, if it's the same thing done twice, would you make a new Shechiyah? Which shita is that? That's the Rambam shita. The Rambam in Hilchas Megillah writes, you don't make a new Shechiyah by day, and that's the practice, not just of the Rambam, of all Sfarim, it happens to the shitas of the Rashbam as well. Who quotes this Rashbam? What? The Mordechai and Tosfos Rash. They both quote this Rashbam. However, Rov Rishonim disagree. Tosfos, the Rebbe Tam, Tosfos quotes the Ritzvah, if I'm not mistaken. The Ram, the Ramah, Ashkenazi practice is to make a new bracha. To in fact make a new Shachyaru by day. And what is the Aruch HaShulchan's, as well as a simple explanation for such a theory? There's something new by day, the Iker Kriya, the Iker Persimenisa. There's something Iker, and maybe we'll get back to that. There's something Iker going on by day that does not exist by night. There's something important going on by day. We'll have to figure out what. But the common denominator is that there's something new by day, and therefore a new Shechiyahu is needed. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I got another nafkamina. Let's say a person is let out of jail. And the jail, the warden is a kind but moderately kind guy, so he allows the Jew to leave once on Purim, but not twice because he's kind but only moderately kind. It's a funny case, but fine. He says, you can go hear the Megillah reading. I used to grow up, I'm a Jew myself. I used to like getting dressed up on Purim. I feel like I take that away from you. I can't let you out twice because I'll get caught, but you can go either at night or during the day. What would you anticipate the halacha to be? The Chora, at first glance, you should go at night. And he says, that's Pshat in the Rambam, boy. Because you're not doing another mitzvah. If you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah now versus later, you do it now. Same thing if the warden would say you could leave to go to Shacharis Wednesday or Tuesday. When should you go? Tuesday, it's first. However, he says, according to Tosfos, the Chora, what would the Pshat be? What would the halacha be? You should go during the day. Why? Because the Iker Kriya, the Iker Persimidis, there's something more important during the day. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan has two clear nafkaminas between this Chakira, which he thinks is a machlokas, between the Rambam versus Tosfos. Again, Shitas HaRambam is that there's no Shechiyah, presumably, as the Aruch HaShulchan explains, because we're doing the same thing twice. Masheke Lefi Shitas HaTosfos, there's something new by day. And therefore, you make a new Shechiyanu. The second nafkamina would be not just you make a new Shechiyanu, but if you let out of jail, what would the din be? I should point, should you go at night or should you go by day? I should point out that we didn't really discuss, but there are achronim who are medayik from, I think, a she'iltos, and there's a rokeach who holds ikkers really at night. So if that'd be the case, presumably there'd be no shechianu by day, or there would be, you'd have to leave again at night. L'chor, there's three possibilities. I'm not going to discuss much the ikker being by night, but either the ikker's by night, or the exact same thing twice, or the ikker's by day. It's worthwhile to be aware of the rokeach and this, the she'iltos, but nonetheless, the major question we're going to discuss, what the Aruch HaShulchan has in mind, what he brings up, what he brings to the table, which is the ikker by day, or is it a tie? And the two nafkaminas he has, this would be a fantastic machlokas, the two nafkaminas. We'd still have to discuss why there's something new by day. And before I do that, I want to do one more thing, which is question the Aruch HaShulchan. Is his analysis of this machlokas, the Rambam versus Tosfos, correct? We'll discuss that as well briefly. First round of questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One.
How does the Rambam should be more than the Hekeshes?
He probably thinks
so
that...
So say something... Like, it, you're right, it's something there, but it could just be Mishnayos.
The Rambam... Well, I'm not... What do you mean? In other words, the Rambam would probably... I mean, how the Rambam deal with all Tosfos' rise and stuff? Let's take a look at Tosfos' rise first. We'll get there. Two.
Maybe misunderstood the Rambam there. When I read it, it seemed like fundamentally you're saying they agree, and just that there's this extra fundamentally Tosfos and Rambam that agree, as it's just this extra, you know, this in my general mitzvah is what's making Rambam say to do it at night. Really,
I don't think so. I think he does backtrack and say that even if you hold, in other words, even though what I said originally makes sense, maybe it's not the only way to learn. In other words, maybe even a Mavir and mitzvahs can override an Iker during the day. In other words, even if you would argue that, the Iker, you're right, the Aruch HaShulchan says, and even if my second Nafkamina, although it makes a lot of sense, it might not be glatt, it may depend upon how important a Mavir and mitzvahs are. Is it, certainly if it's against a tie, an equally strong balayla, an equally strong bayom, you do at night. But according to Tosfos, you might not necessarily have to go so far because perhaps Ein Ma'arin al Mitzvahs is super strong and the Kriya Bayom is not as strong. Okay, you're right. I should say it's a nafkamina with an asterisk. Point well taken. Three. Yeah.
Would there be a difference in the case of, like, regard to that, you offer two more chapters or
I don't know. I didn't think about it. I dafka said Wednesday, planning on Wednesday, Thursday. That's not a Kriya Shah Torah. So instead of saying Wednesday, Thursday, I went back to Wednesday, Tuesday to make it simple. I don't know, you have to really look into these things. I don't know. Yeah, four.
But another aspect would be if you need to hear every single word.
But if you're kind of your mitzvah, you know you need to hear every word.
So whatever that is, you need to hear every word. But if it's just a hopin, like if you miss one word that's not critical to other
I can hear it. I can hear something. I don't think it's true, but misvar, I can hear something like that. Fine, what do you got?
Yeah. Have you known Rambam things that equal as close to the cross that is horrible to?
That's the Aruch HaShulchan's assumption. I guess the Rambam doesn't make any indication one way or the other, so probably the default would be, you know, the Rambam is watching the mitzvah and krasa, balayla bayom. Doesn't sound like there's any indication just that one's more important than the other.
Itself.
If I'm not mistaken, also, maybe even from Tosfos Rush, you get the same type of profession from Tosfos Rush as well, perhaps. At least if I can find it here. Perish Rush, Bam Chain Sarah, Lomas Chapter by Yom, Cave and Shamra Balayla. Doesn't sound like that. You made the bracha then, you don't do it again today. No, in other words, it's maybe from their silence you kind of hear it, but. You know,
it says you go to mitzvah during the night and repeat it during the day.
That may just be a technicality, or it could even be that language got that we backed off of that language after we corrected it. Shabbat Levi's Talmidim, we'll see in a little bit. Hold on for a second. For starters, if this is correct, if the Aruch HaShulchan is correct, and this is the machlokas close to the Rambam, there's a great deal to make in the Rambam. You'll probably be disappointed if you don't get it. It'll be very textually sensitive. Take a look at it again. It's a good one. Take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. And why the Rambam puts Megillah and Chanukah together, the whole shiur, that's not for right now. That's a good question.
Why is it for Megillah? It's not.
That's all I have.
Take a look at the Rambam Hilchas Megillah in Chanukah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. It's all the way at the end of what's it called? Of Zmanim. Why the Rambam puts it together, maybe it would be a technical thing or something like a convenient place to put it, maybe something more. Take a look. Now, what does the Rambam say that should be, like, antenna should go, your antenna should be like all over? All good points, but not the ones I'm looking for. Let's read it together. Mitzvah likros es kula, and that people are bottom of the whole thing. Bashes and machlokas and the Gemara take through the whole thing or not. So Rabbah Paskin, if you know the whole mitzvah likros ba lailu vayom, b'chol ha-laila kosher la-laila, b'chol ha-yom kosher, pardon me, b'chol ha-laila kosher la-kriyas ha-laila, b'chol ha-yom kosher la-kriyas ha-yom. There's more to be said, which is about the brachos on the next page, but I'm going to stop right there and ask you to make a diuk so far. Now,
now, Laila Uvayom. Saying that Laila is the anchor.
So subtle. You'll be disappointed if you guys didn't get this. Yes, Shane? What? Correct. Mitzvah Lekrosa Balaila Uvayom. What word did the Rambam remove? Lishnosa. The Rambam read the Gemara and took out the word Lishnosa, which I think reflects Foreman's point, which is maybe Lamaskan, it was just a mistake. Or they were wrong, and let's update the text to make sure no one else makes that mistake. It's not by chance the Rambam left out the word Lishnosa. It's reflective of the fact that what? It's a repetition, and therefore you have a great textual support for the Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rambam. That having been said, I should point out it's not so fashion. Because even though it's a great Hahira, and but one or potentially two great Nafkamidas, Jordan's correct, I backed off a little bit of the second one. The truth is the Rambam has a few assumptions couched in that the Aruch HaShulchan, I guess, assumes are true, but doesn't spell them out. I actually believe this Rambam is predicated on three different assumptions. Or in other words, if you want to draw the conclusion that the Rambam draws, pardon me, Tosfos. If you want to draw the conclusion that Tosfos draws, you have to really make three assumptions. You can't just say, well, okay, tomorrow is something new. That's true, but there's a few more hidden assumptions in there. In other words, I can agree with a lot of Tosfos and this and still conclude like the Rambam. I might not accept the Aruch HaShulchan explanation of the Rambam because there are others. What other assumptions is Tosfos making, and how might the Rambam or the Rashbam or whoever disagree, yeah?
There's something new in the next day. As a result of there being something new, you read it twice.
I thought you were going towards it. One assumption is what you guys were all saying, which is that there's something new by Yom. Therefore, what? Mevarech Shehech Yom. That I assumed you would have gotten. In other words, maybe the machlokas has nothing to do about the nature of Megillah. It only has to do with the nature of? Do you make Shehecheyanu on things that are new? But maybe if you repeat something, it's not deserving of Shehecheyanu. Although maybe it is. Maybe even if you repeat something and it has something new, you don't make a new Shehecheyanu. Look, maybe the Rambam or the Rashbam will say, I know that there's Ikar Persuma Bayom, but still, that's not enough to trigger a Shehecheyanu because he did the mitzvah night. That my focus would be about the bracha of Shehecheyanu. I don't want to discuss that too much. But the machlokas may depend upon the nature of Shehecheyanu. There is, however, one more assumption, Peshitas HaTosfos, that is very subtle. I would not have expected you to get it. But therefore, I'm not disappointed that you didn't. This thing I would have imagined. This is like classic methodology. Do you make a Shehecheyanu during the day? It depends on what? The nature of Shehecheyanu and the nature of what's new during the day. Machlok is going to depend upon either one of those. The first assumption is that Benet, that there are Benet's Yesh, Shtei Mitzvot, that there really are two two different mitzvahs. I'm getting it. L'chora, there are three assumptions. A, there are two mitzvahs. B, there's something new during the day. And C, therefore you make a shafiyan. Again, number one, I'm going to say it. Number one is, there are two independent mitzvahs. You can disagree and say what?
There's one mitzvah.
There's one mitzvah. With what?
Two clauses.
Two parts.
Right.
Or you can say, in a chinami, there really are two mitzvahs, but
they're different during the day.
There's nothing new during the day. It's the exact same thing. Or you can say, in a chinami, there are two mitzvahs. There is something new during the day, but shefiyan is not enough. There's not enough new to trigger shefiyan. Although there's a new element, there's a new aspect, to make a new shefiyan, that requires more than just a new element, a new aspect. That requires a new mitzvah, something, I don't know. Again, the third mahalach I'm not going to discuss about the shefiyan, but the first thing is a fundamental question. Is the Megillah one mitzvah with two parts or two separate mitzvahs? That's a great question. The nafka mina very well may be shefiyan. The Rambam may hold it's one mitzvah with two parts, in which case you don't make a shechiyon on the lulav and on the esrog and on the hadas and on the arava, so too you would not make two shechiyon. This is the type of chagir you'll find by many, many mitzvahs. Is there one mitzvah with many parts or many different mitzvahs? Where else do you find that type of chagira? Sfiras Omer is the most famous, absolutely. Is it one mitzvah with 49 parts? Close. You're more makran on baltosif than the rest of us. Or is it 49 different mitzvahs? Where's another example of a chakir like this?
Shabbos.
Maybe. We spoke about 39 different yisurim or one malach with 39 different parts. What else? What? Maybe. I said what? Kriya Shema, is it one mitzvah with two parts and two separate mitzvahs? Balayla Bayom, Tfilin Shal Yat, Tfilin Shal Rosh, Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, Karban Tamid Shal Beit HaKam. There's a lot of examples. We'll have a trivial to come up with more than answers. Fine. Maybe that's what's going on over here. This is a discussion that the Tzafnas Paneach has on the Rambam. Anyone know who wrote the Tzafnas Paneach? The Ragachaber. The Ragachaber has a conversation where he wonders how many mitzvahs is the Megillah. And he's got a great nafkamina. The nafkamina is a machlokas today in the Yerushalmi. What's the machlokas today in the Yerushalmi? If a goy decides to convert Purim morning, he's misgayer per morning, he's chayv Megillah. Why does he convert? I don't know. It's like a great party, you know what I mean? He's like, wow, if I can party like that and be Jewish, like, whoa, what am I doing being Goyish? Win-win. You know, so fine. I don't know why he does not this. He decides to convert per morning. Is he chayv in the Megillah by Yom or not? Machlokas today is Yerushalmi. How might one be mad at this machlokas? Oh, if it's one mitzvah, then what? Lechora, no good, because why? It's like lifting up a lulav without a hadas. There's no value to it. It's like doing a half a mitzvah. However, if you believe it's two separate mitzvahs, then what? Because you missed last night doesn't mean you can't do today. That most likely is the explanation to this machlokas in the Yerushalmi, although one could really kind of dissect it, analyze differently, maybe the Nama Akiv each other, if it is one mitzvah, or maybe, you know, once the Chol Sayom kicks in, you know, even if it's two mitzvahs, it's too late. What the Ragachaber says, what Sammy Landisman says, I think certainly makes a lot of sense, which is the machlokas should boil down to one mitzvah or two. If this is correct, how might that play out between Tosfos versus the Rambam? According to the Rambam, how many mitzvahs would it be? And according to Tosfos too. Could you be medayin for the Rambam such a thing as well? Are there any diukim? I think one thing I find important, the Gra to learn the Rambam is right. I don't know if the Ragachaber makes a point over here. He definitely makes it on the Rambam. I don't think it's here. In any event, is there any raya that the Rambam holds such a sheet then?
I think it says Kol Alala, Kashas Gra Alala, and it says Kol Ayom, Kashas Gra
Alala. It says the mitzvah to read day and
night. Mitzvah L'Krosa B'Laylu V'Yom. How many mitzvahs is it? It sounds mitzvah L'Krosa B'Laylu V'Yom. It sounds like it's one mitzvah to do what? Part A at night and part B during the day. That's what it sounds like. And therefore, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan isn't right in his analysis. The machlokas is not about whether there's something new during the day. The machlokas is one step premature to that, one step before that, which is it b'chlal one mitzvah or two?
Okay, in any event, one more quick point to that. By the way, if this is correct, maybe you can look back at the psukim and try to have a little bit of analysis, add a little bit of insight, shed a little bit of light. What might be the machlokas I'm writing the Gemara and Daf Dalet over here? You're talking out?
The first pasuk
separates Yom and Laila. There's a chiyuv of Laila, there's a chiyuv of Yom. The second pasuk is about La'olam. You should always be doing it. When is always? By day and night. Pasuk doesn't even spell it out. According to the first pasuk, you'd be more inclined to say that what? It's two separate.
That's why Tosfos won't break down.
Hang on a second.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, hold on. And according to the second day of what? Only one mitzvah. If that would be true, where would the Havamina exist? Only in the first one. Why? Because you would never have such a Havamina if it's all one mitzvah, two parts. It's only when they had independence. When the Kriya Balayla and the Kriya Bayom are fundamentally different, have independence from each other, would you have such a Havamina? And you do find this type of indication even from Tosfos. We'll get to Tosfos in a minute. But Tosfos seems to have a great ride that you read what? You make a new shachet by day. Why? Because the pasuk says Laila, a little bit of Lach by day, clearly showing the distinction between the two. And therefore, this question out here that the Rav and Shavah raises is a fascinating one. We kind of brought it up tangentially, peripherally, but nonetheless, it's a very important question. The second one, which is the Archa Shulchan's Chakira, that's what I want to kind of return to, because that's the one that our Chakira, our two ways of understanding the Maskana, how it rejects the Havamina, plays out. Let's return to that for a minute and try our. But it is worthwhile to realize that there are three different ways of learning from the Rambam and Tosfos, at least theoretically. Let's take a look at the Tosfos inside itself before we try to guess and figure out what there is during the day that does not exist at night. Or in other words, the first half of the shiur, the first half of the ones to communicate, we've done. Is it one mitzvah? Is it two mitzvahs? What's the relationship between Yom and Laila? It's a fundamental question. We've already discussed it. I think, well, now the question becomes, what is added during the day? What new aspect, what new component, what new dimension, what new element exists during the day that does not exist at night? Let's take a look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Chayiv Adam Likros Hasan Megillah Balayla V'Lishnosa Bayom Amari Da'af Al Gav D'Devarat Zman Balayla V'Devarat Hoso Bayom. What did Tosfos do just now? The first thing he did was what? That's what we wanted from this Tosfos. That was not Tosfos what he was doing. What was Tosfos doing here?
Answering the implicit halakha.
Which is?
You would have thought that it would have been
right.
One.
He's teaching a halacha. He's teaching a chiddush. There's a shechiyadu by day as well. That's his point. His point is not to introduce one of the shakashas. He may do that. He may make a lot of assumptions. A lot of the assumptions that we're looking for. His point is to teach a halacha, a chiddush, which is he make another shechiyadu by day.
Is it shechiyadu or just mivarach?
No, mivarach is not. Shechiyadu. Now the question is, what's the rest of Tosfos doing? And Tosfos is going to try his best to convince you that he's right. How many times did he try to convince you in this Tosfos?
Two.
Close?
Four.
I think there are four times he tries to convince me. I mean, he breaks it apart. And methodologically, it's worthwhile to keep your hands on the pulse. There are two different ways you can convince someone of something. How can you convince someone of something?
You're ready.
Either what? Or either a raya or a svara. You can either prove something or you can explain to them why it makes sense. If I wanted to convince you of something, I would either give you logical explanations. Here's the reason why. And here's the reason why. Wow, it makes a lot of sense. Or I could say, I don't know why it makes sense, but I know it's true because here are the facts. Here are the proofs. Let's read Tosfos and keep in mind, is he giving us a proof or is he giving us a... The first thing is the dalet. That's right away important because the dalet means it's a support. What's that, by the way? A svara or a raya? Svara. What's a svara? That there's ikr persume nisa is bayom. Not that the ikr kriya is bayom. There are some rishonim who have that gear, so I'll have to figure out if there's a difference why. Tosfos Rashi has that gear, so maybe others. But what is the ikker? The ikker? Pursuing nieces by daddy. And that's going to beg what question? What does that mean? How do you see that? Tosfos thought it was like Prussian. Of course the ikker kriya is pursuing nieces by daddy. Why is that? L'chora, whatever you're doing at night, you're doing it again by day. There's actually, l'chora, no more pursuing nisa because you're repeating the act. We'll have to figure out why that is. Vikranami mashpikin. What's Tosfos going to do? What's his second way of convincing us? Haraya. Tiksir balayla lo domili. Kilomer alfa gaf shakore bayom chayim likros balayla. And this is what Elliot pointed out earlier on. That the ikar is really bayom. And you see a distinction. The ikar is bayom. I call out all day. And also, by the way, I'm not quite at night. Vigam ikar sahasuda biyamamahu. What's number three? Is that a raya or a svara? Svara. It also makes sense because, after all, if you're going to have the sa'uda by day, it makes sense that the ikar pursuminis is by day, right? I don't know. That's what Tosfos says. I'm not sure I understand that, svara. One could have imagined suda being by day and the ikar pursuminis says not by day. L'chora, what's the connection between the two? We'll have to get back to that. I should point out that there is even a little bit of a deal to make from Tosfos. If you choose suda at night, are you yotzei?
Yeah.
Is there a value in having suda at night according to Tosfos?
Yes.
What makes you say yes?
It says that the suda at day is
the ikar. The ikar one is by day. It sounds like there's a value in what? A little bit at night. The Ravyo is the one who made that famous. They call it Sudas HaRavyo. But the Ravyo believes it's supposed to be a little bit suda at night. You want to steal a little bit from Tosfos. And then convincing. Point number four, Bahakadami Mash with the Simpsons carbon asilish kisakirlasia, ma'asia biyamama abzakhira. Okay, just like the Asiya, which is a celebrating of Purim, takes place during the day, so too the Iker Kriya is also during the day. Tosfos four times convinces us that he's right, the Rambam's wrong. Exactly how the Rambam responds to each one of these, we'll have to figure it out. To be honest, the two svaras, we don't even understand. So those aren't so overwhelmingly convincing. The psukim, yom, laila, not overwhelmingly convincing. I think you had pointed out the zechira ta'asiya. I can imagine getting around that as well. All it means is that there is an asiya during the day, not that the different ones during the day. The real question is, what does Tosfos have in mind with these two svaras? The ikar persimmonis is by day. How do you see that? What does that mean? And number two, the su'ud is by day. What's the connection from that to the Megillah? Okay. What I'd like to do is share with you guys, I'm short on time, so I'm not going to take your questions right now, four different possibilities as to what the Kriya Bayom has over Malaysia. What is there during the day that there is not at night? There's apparently something new, something creative, something innovative, something special. There's a new dimension by day. What is it? So the most simple shot, the least revolutionary would probably be the Torah. The same as the Noah of Yehuda. They both argue that what? That there's two different levels. There's such a between the Megillah Bayom and Megillah Balayim. In other words, you thought there was just Mitzvah Derabbanan and Mitzvah Daraisa. There's apparently a middle category, which is called
Kabbalah.
Divrei Kabbalah, maybe Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, maybe one can distinguish between two non-Daraisa Mitzvahs. And that's exactly what they do. They both say that the daytime Kriya is Divrei Kabbalah. The nighttime Kriya is Midrabbanan. And therefore, there's a hierarchy, there's a distinction. Lamaynaf Kamina, if something is Divrei Kabbalah or Midrabbanan. Great questions. There are Achronim who think the Nafkamina would be Suffolk. If it's Suffolk Midrabbanan, it goes Lakula. Perhaps. If it's a Suffolk Divrei Kabbalah, what might the din be? You may go Lachumra. It's not Pasha that that's true. My Salavachik has a discussion about that written up in the Harei Kedem. I think we're hanging the night from a Rambam, not that way, but other Akronim think it may be true. Okay. It'd be a great nafkamin if you're a Suffolk, if you read the Megillah at night, what would it then be? No. If you're a Suffolk, if you read the Megillah during the day, let's say you drank enough that you entered into a Suffolk, what would it then be? Your Chai of Ayat will interrupt. It's different, Kabbalah. If this is true, argues the Noda, the Yehuda, and the Torah, maybe the extra heightened level of daytime is what's mechayev the
shefiyah.
Shot number one. The reason why I mention this first and said it's the least revolutionary is because the only difference between day and night is a quantitative level. Ultimately, it's the same thing with just a higher level. Argument number two. So far, you with me? We're good? What does the day have? Maybe a higher level. Argument number two is based upon a Gemara Megillah Daf Yudam. What is the Gemara Daf Megillah Daf Yudam talking about? There, the Gemara wants to know, I'm interested, what does Gemara want to know? Why we don't say Hallel. After all, we say Hallel anytime there's a real Kiddushas Hayom, like Sukkis, Pesach, or Shavuos. Then we also have a second time where we say Hallel. For example, a day where a tremendous miracle was done. For example, okay, but the one that the Gemara mentions? Gemara has mentioned that. Chanukah. Chanukah is a great precedent for saying Hallel. And therefore, based upon the Chanukah precedent, if you're interested in looking this up, there's a Gemara in Erechon and Dafyut. The Gemara in Erechon discusses, makes his comment Chanukah. V'ho Chanukah, it says Chanukah is different. Fine. What about Purim? The Chor Purim should be Logara from Chanukah. So the Gemara gives three answers, and it does have relevance to the Yom HaSmuk conversation. We'll have to have that conversation in a few months. What are the Gemara's three answers? Answer number one is that what? There are two other answers that say, fundamentally, this miracle is not big enough. For example, it took place in? Chutzlars. And we don't say Hallel on miracles that took place in Chutzlars. Alternatively, you can say we never had self-autonomy. We only say Hallel when there is self-autonomy. Those two Gemaras are very important for the Yom HaSmuk, right? Yeah. Argument, because the miracle took place here and we had self-autonomy. Okay, fine. We'll talk about that Yom HaSmuk, Yom HaSmuk. Then the Gemara gives a second answer, which I mentioned in third, which may be fundamentally different. It really depends on an unbelievable question that I want you guys to discover, or ask, which is, we'll see the second. The third answer, did I mention third? Did I mention the second? Is Kriyasa? Does that sound similar or different? It definitely sounds different. Schwartz, why is it different?
Because the last two is he doesn't need Hallel. This one is it has a Hallel, just not better.
Right. That's an excellent point. You may be right, you may not be right, but at least with one step less than you as well. Let's start with one step less. This is different because we're not talking about the Mitzvahs. We're not talking about the where the miracle was, or how big the miracle was, or what the aftermath of the miracle was. This assumes that there should be a Hallel. Finish the sentence.
We already have it.
Megillah covers it. Now, what are the two ways Megillah could cover this Hallel? What does that mean? Megillah can cover this Hallel in one of two ways. What does that mean? You mean, who has both options thought out? No?
Qualitatively or quantitatively?
Excellent. Is it that Chazal told us you have to say Hallel, and the way you say Hallel is through reading the Megillah, or because there's a Megillah, what? There's no need for Hallel. Is it that they were not metaking a Hallel, or they were metaking, but they navigated it or channeled it through a different particular door, the door of Megillah Lamai Nafkamina? The Meiri. JJ is right, the Meiri. The Meiri says something unbelievable. The Meiri says if you have no Megillah, what should you do? Say Hallel. Unbelievable. Most likely the Rambam disagrees. We'll look at the Rambam inside some other time. I'm not. Most likely Rovers don't disagree. Based on this idea, the pre-Megillah takes it one step further. The pre-Megillah says, not only do you have no Megillah, but halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, do you read the Megillah? What should you do then? Yeah. Now the truth is, Megillah, the 14th never falls out on Shabbos. They rigged the calendar, they made it so it never happens. But the 15th often does. So if you have a Purim Mishulash, maybe one should follow this pre-Megillah and do what? This year we don't.
But sometimes it does. What would the din be if, let's say, you have a purpose shalish? V'chora, according to the Prima Gadol, what do you do? So it happened a few years back. I asked Rav Neven Soloff, I have to do that? He said no. I said, can I do it anyway? He said no. I said, I'll do it without a bracha. He goes, still no. Okay? So when the Gadol Adar paskens for you, you listen. But it was an interesting Prima Gadol. It's a fascinating svar. This is answer number two. Oh, if this is correct, let's take it one step further. If the Meiri and the Prima Gadol are correct, that the Megillah reading itself has two components to one of the two components. Megillah and Hallel, which do you think has two components? Both? Only by Laila or only by Yom? What would you say? Why? Chanukah, if we're modeling our Hallel after Chanukah, then what? You only have to say Hallel during the day. Which one did they fuse into the Megillah reading? The Kriya by day. And therefore, maybe the Kriyas HaMegillah by day has an elevated element to it. It has a unique component. But Laila, it's just a Kriya by Yom. What is it? A Kriya and a Hallel. Now, maybe Schwartz will ask, but slow down. You don't make a Shechianu on a. So the answer is you're not making it on the Hallel, you're making it on the Megillah. It's just a unique element of the Megillah. In other words, there's a regular Megillah, and then there's a souped-up Megillah. You make a Shechianu on the souped-up Megillah. Which one has a souped-up Megillah? The day. Why? Because it has a Hallel infused into it. Argument number two. Maybe that would be what there is by Yom, which isn't Balad. Argument number three. Argument number three is suggested by two achronim. One is the Binyan Shlomo, and one is the Prima Gadol as well. They have different formulations of it. I'm a little bit short on time, so I'm not sure how much time I'll be able to develop it properly. But they have an unbelievable finish. I'll start off with a kasha that all Rishonim have seen. I'm sure you've all read the first daf or two of Megillah and know that if you live in a Yom HaKnisa type of place, when do you read the Megillah? On Monday or when did you read the Megillah at night if you lived in one of those places? I don't know. The whole idea is that you went into the city Monday and Thursday. What did you do? Did you read Sunday night, Wednesday night? Do you read the 14th at night? Do you not read? Great question. Some Rishonim say you don't read at all. Interesting. One step more than that. The Mishnah Maseches Megillah on Daf Kaf lists all the mitzvahs that you can do during the day, and it says when you do them during the day, you can do them all day long. What's the first thing on that list? You should probably just guess because it says Megillah. The Mishnah there also lists all the things that you do at night you can do all night long. What's the first thing on that list? No, Megillah's not on that list at all. Shockingly, Megillah did not make it to the list found in Maseches Megillah of things you do at... Shocking, right? That'd be the first thing on my list. Says the Binyan Shlomo, not only that, you cannot find any single Mishnah in the entire Masech that talks about Megillah by life. Why not? So he suggests something unbelievable. And the Prima Gadol says the same thing also, but explains a little bit differently. He suggests that the Megillah reading was not instituted in the times of Mordechai and Esther, the way we have it today. Mordechai and Esther read Megillah by Yom. Laila, that came in the time of the Amoraim. Who was the first one who introduced the Kriya by Laila? Davdal, Rav Shimon Levi. And maybe the Davdal chose to take him now from the Megillah to highlight what? The uniqueness. Derabbanan versus, what's it called? Derek Kabbalah. Or maybe just chronologically it came in much, much later. That's why the Yom HaKnisa people didn't have a problem at night. Why? Because no one in the times of the Mishnayos ever read the Megillah at night. And that's why it's not on the list on Daf Kaf or anywhere in the Masechta. I was talking about this with one of the Balabatim in the Vei Daniel. His name is David Cohen. Big Talmud, he's a very impressive Talmud Chacham. He never came to Eretz for the year to learn. You know, his last days in Yeshiva was when he graduated fresh in 12th grade, but he learned to an incredible Hasmat. He's very good.
Thank you.
I told him this word. I don't know if you get credit for that. When I told him this word, he goes, yeah, it's a Feirish Tosefta. I said, what Tosefta you told him? And he goes, Beis. I looked into Tosefta. Tosefta tells a story of one of the Tanakh who read the Megillah at night. And the Gemara says, you can't read the Megillah at night, you're not Yotze.
And he goes, no, b'shas ha'tachat shayin. The whole conversation is nuts. You can't read at night? Is there no mitzvah? The answer is at the time of the brises, at the time of the mishnayis, what? There may have been no mitzvah at night. If that's true, would they add it in the times down the line, is the mitzvah at night? They added in a new mitzvah with a new shachiyah. However, the biggest conditions of our salvation, even bigger than number three. And again, if you look at the Prima Gadim, I sent them the Marmar Komos, it's a little different, but my salvation by far has the biggest Kiddush. It's absolutely wild. I'll start off with the Kiddush. I'll knock your socks off, so it'll be like one session. Right? Boy, that Kiddush is just totally nuts. There's no way it's true. And then I'll try to prove that it's true. Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested it's not Purim until the morning. By contrast, why, right? By contrast to every other Jewish holiday, which goes light on the Yom, Purim is only the morning until Shkia. If that's true, you have two major questions. Number one is, where in the world did you get that from? Does it answer our kasha? Maybe, but like, it's shocking. It's earth-shocking. What in the world would have said that? More than that, why are you reading the Megillah at night if it's not? Okay, one minute. So for starters, it's important to show. No reason for that. So it's a big finish. So there's some of the rayas he brought, some of them are rayas I collected. I'll share with you some. The Beis Yosef quotes an unbelievable sheet of the right, which is if a person is not feeling well on time of Esther, you know what they can do? Eat early after they read the Megillah, middle of the day. Shocking. So the Truma Sedeshin says, yeah, it's referring to after Plag HaMincha, because we follow Tosfos and Daf Brachos. Daf Beis and Sefer Brachos says Plag is really, you know, bigger than you can rely upon that Shas at the Chatzim goes like. Fine. That Plag is like. But that's not what the Ravid said. The Ravid, if you would hold of this Truma Sedeshin, he'd have to have said, Plag, that's the most important thing to leave out. It's like your Chatzim not safer. Ella, maybe. The Kriya of the day before is not a Purim Kriya. After all, it's not Purim. When is the goal of the Kriya the day before? I got more lies, don't worry. Don't be convinced by the end. That, I said, Kershaw and Nat have to slow down. They don't like big Kiddushim. I'll break in slowly. Ella, what? You read the Megillah the day before as a Titus Esther Kriya as a preparation. What word, by the way, captures the idea that it's really a preparation? Lishnosa. The goal is to read it at night, so this way you read it the second time as a preparation. Raya number one. Raya number two. How do you know if you observe the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th? The answer is, depends where you, what? Wake up that morning. Not where you go to bed. Not where you are at Shkia or at Seis, but rather where you are at Alos. Why? Lechora, it should be shocking. If I'm in a walled city the night of the 15th, when Purim starts, shouldn't the chil be chal on me then? And if I leave, what?
Before I
shouldn't make a difference. I should already be chal if I saw I was in there. The answer is no. You want to know why? Because Purim starts the morning of. And where you are that morning is a chil chal on you or not. Raya number three. Yes, Raya number three. According to Rav Amram Gong, you don't make an Al Hanisim at night. You only make an Al Hanisim during the day. Rav Amram Gong. The Beis Yosef quotes Machlokes, the Rambam and Rav Amram, according to Rambam, you make an Al Hanisim, and you don't make an Al Hanisim anyway. According to Rav Amram, you don't make an Al Hanisim at night unless you already heard the Megillah. We don't hear the Megillah till after. We should not be making Al Hanisim according to Rav Amram. That's shocking. Why did you think you made an Al Hanisim? Because it was? If you're not making Al Hanisim, what might the logic be? And if you've read the Megillah, why? I don't know, some holiday season, I don't know. Let me go back. When do you fulfill all the other mitzvot, Shalach Manis, Suuda, Matanis Avyonim? Yeah. Only during? Yeah. According to Soloveitchik, why? And if this is correct, Soloveitchik was not aware of this Meiri. Many of my rabbis told me that, but listen to this unbelievable Meiri.
The Mi'iri says, listen very carefully, I think it's the favorite Shem Mi'iri. Chayiv Adam Likros. Chayiv Adam Likros as Samagila Balaila Shemacharasa Yom Achorim. Finish. You're chayiv to read the Megillah at night. Why? And he continues. He goes, the Rambam thinks he made one Shechiyanim. He goes, I disagree. You make a Shechiyanim at night on the mitzvah of Megillah, and you make a Shechiyanim by day on the Yom of Purim. He can take his maybe backs off of that a little bit. He ends up not liking the Mahalach so much. He thinks it's not true about the brachos of Shechiyanim. But the Yisod certainly could exist if this is correct. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Purim starts in the morning. Why do you read the night before? It's a preparation, after all. The goal is to read the Megillah. So the second time, what occurs the second time? What? Better. You know it better. What's that called, B'lashon HaTosfos? Iker Persumei Nisas Bayom. Why? Because you know already. You practice. That's what the Gemara is doing. And if that's correct, you also understand the Raya from Suda. Tosla says, of course the Iker is Bayom. You have Suda then. Ma Kesher, what's the question from Suda to anything? The answer is the other mitzvot. And Suda is the best example, more than Matanis Lavyonim and the Shalach Manos. Why? Because every other holiday in the world, how many Sudas do we Jews have? One Balayla, one Bayom. Purim, we only have one Bayom. Why? Because Laila's not Purim.
Yeah, but every other
holiday. I'm not sure you pass like this Kiddush Rebbe celebration. You probably don't. But it's an unbelievable Kiddush, makes a lot of sense in Tosfos. And then you can explain why Tosfos says Iker Persume Nisus Bayom, while Tosfos Rush says Iker Kriyas Bayom. Tosfos Rush believes it's Purim the night before. It's still Purim, it's just a bigger Kriya now. Quartosis, Iker Persume Nisa, because I prepared the night before when it wasn't Purim, getting ready for today. Which is, the boss, I will stop here.
That was crazy. That was like the definite. That was like, it's been a while since Shirazaki.
Great.
It's been a while since Shirazaki. That was phenomenal. That was crazy.